Certainly been a blessing to be here this morning. Want to welcome each one to this part of the service here as well. Glad for visitors here with us, and glad to see Brian and Pearl's family here with us today. It's lovely to see you here. I would like to invite your attention to song number 101 in the church hymnal, in the Christian hymnal. I know this is Christmas time, and sometimes we focus a lot on Jesus' birth, which we've already heard some, and maybe Murray will share some more with us this morning. But it's like Jason said, it's pretty broad. We're not going to exhaust that. So I'm going to stay out of the New Testament mostly. No, I'm not. I'm going to stay away from the story of his birth and leave that for Murray if he wants to share that. But this song, "To Us a Child of Hope is Born," I'd like to just read that. "To us a child of hope is born, to us a son is given. Him shall the tribes of earth obey, him all the hosts of heaven. His name shall be the Prince of Peace, forevermore adored. The wonderful, the counselor, the great and mighty Lord. His power increasing still shall spread. His name, his reign no end shall know. Justice shall guard his throne above, and peace abound below." That was taken from Isaiah 9, verse 6, where he lists a number of things that Jesus was going to be called. And among all those wonderful names, the wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, and all this that the songwriter uses, the Prince of Peace is what I want to think about this morning for a while. Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace, and it's so interesting. His own words were, when he was here, that he says, "Think not I am come to send peace on the earth." And yet, on the other hand, he tells his disciples, the ones that were very closest to him, that "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And to those disciples that he was speaking to and speaking of, they became a messenger of peace. And in doing that, none of them had a peaceful, what we would call a peaceful death outside of, none of them died a natural death outside of the Apostle John. So what does he mean when he's the Prince of Peace? He's promising them violence and strife and trouble. And yet he says he was heralded as the Prince of Peace. And he says, "My peace I give unto you." So what is it? You know, it's a comfort. And if you need hope, and if you're looking for hope, appreciate the thoughts that Brother Jason shared this morning on hope, and certainly we need that today. Our focus needs to be on Christ the Lord, because that will give peace. Because when everything else, when nothing else works, is right, it's going to be, that is going to be the important thing that brings peace, stability, and an anchor for our soul. So if you need a boost in looking at Christ as hope, read this book, "The Case for Hope" by Lee Strobel. You will be blessed, I can assure you. A collection of stories, people that were down and out in the world and found the Lord and really changed their life and had an issue of hope. I would like to turn to John chapter 20. and start at verse 19. The same day at even, this is now Jesus' life being past and the resurrection already being past. Now he's showing himself again. That same day at even, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, which was not with them when Jesus came, the other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither my hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto them, "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. The Prince of Peace has come to give us life. And that life is believing in him. Believing in him. And believing is making a difference, is adjusting, living how he would want us to live, and sharing the blessings that he has given us with those around us in word, in deed, and in life and testimony. You know, Paul writes about peace in Romans, where he says, "Follow peace," or Hebrews, it says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." But Paul writes in Romans 14, he says, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." And then he says to follow after those things which make for peace. And I just think that it's a blessing to be a child of God. I think it's a blessing to be a part of a group of believers that believe in God's work in real life. And there's so many blessings, both spiritual, material, that we enjoy, that just praise God for. This week we had a nice surprise in our mailbox. We had a nice card, and inside the card was a bill of the largest denomination that I've ever had. And I don't know who it was. The address on the card was written in blocky letters that I couldn't decipher any handwriting. But I suspect it was one of you, and I don't know who it was, so I suspect all of you. So that's kind of a little bit the reversal of the school teacher that says when something naughty is done that everybody is suspect. So there's under a suspicion of fear and don't know what's going to happen. But here it's the opposite. There's goodwill. That's what Jesus said he came to do, pass peace and goodwill to man. And, you know, that's just one part of it. But certainly I feel a lot of goodwill because I have no idea who did that, but I suspect it's one of you. So the Lord bless you, whoever it was, and we will enjoy the blessings, and I trust you will as well.